CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The Chinese government has reacted positively toward the move by the new South Korean government to improve bilateral ties. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has made the comment while meeting with South Korean presidential envoy Lee Hae-chun. Wang Yi urges the South Korean side to take effective measures to remove the obstacles affecting bilateral relations. For his part, the South Korean envoy says President Moon Jae-in has asked him to come and engage in deep dialogue with the Chinese side and promote a pragmatic and strategic partnership between the two countries. China-South Korea ties became strained after Seoul's decision to deploy the THAAD anti-missile system. Senior officials from China and ASEAN countries have agreed on a framework of the code of conduct in the South China Sea. The consensus came as they met in Guiyang in southwest China to implement a major declaration over the maritime issue. The declaration on the conduct of the parties in the South China Sea was signed 15 years ago. China and the Philippines are expected to hold their first bilateral talks over the code of conduct in the South China Sea on Friday. Officials say China has succeeded in collecting samples of combustible ice in the South China Sea. The Ministry of Land and Resources describes the move as a major breakthrough, saying it may lead to a global energy revolution. The sample collection comes after nearly two decades of research and exploration. China found flammable ice, a kind of natural gas hydrate, in the South China Sea in 2007. Scientists have predicted that natural gas hydrate is the best replacement for oil and natural gas. A Chinese naval fleet has begun a visit to Myanmar. The three Chinese warships will stay at a port terminal in Yangon for 4 days. Senior Chinese diplomats, Myanmar's naval officials, as well as representatives of Myanmar Chinese community took part in a welcoming ceremony Thursday morning. Commander of the Chinese naval fleet says that the fleet's Myanmar visit is to enhance exchange, mutual trust, and traditional friendship between navies of the two countries. The China-developed Z-19E armed helicopter has made its maiden flight in northeast China. The Z-19E featured hovering maneuvers, close ground effect maneuvering, and low passes above the airport in Harbin to demonstrate its performance. The new generation export-oriented model is developed by the AVIC Harbin aircraft industry to meet the requirements of the international military trade market. NATO's chief says he's confident that all 28 members of the military alliance can safely share information. Jens Stoltenberg has made the comment amid doubts about the nature of President Donald Trump's discussions with Russian diplomats. Stoltenberg tells reporters in Brussels that he appreciates the cooperation between all allies when it comes to sharing intelligence. The White House has played down the importance and secrecy of information that Trump might have shared with Russia's foreign minister and ambassador. The European Union has fined Facebook about $122 million for providing misleading information in a takeover deal. The punishment targets Facebook's buyout of mobile messaging service WhatsApp. The European Commission says that when Facebook informed the Commission of the 2014 buyout, it said it would be unable to establish reliable automated matching between Facebook and WhatsApp user accounts. But the Commission says that in 2016, WhatsApp offered updates including the possibility of linking user phone numbers with Facebook user IDs. A European Commission spokesperson says the fine is proportionate and serves as a deterrent. China's State Council has announced further measures to reduce corporate burdens. In addition to implementing policies already rolled out, plans have also been announced to put out a new set of measures to cut business costs, such as lowering logistics costs and cutting business fees. China and Argentina have agreed to cooperate on football development as part of President Mauricio Macri's state visit to China. Argentinian Minister of Sports, Carlos McAllister, says the program will see 150 young Chinese athletes take classes for a year in Argentina. In return, Argentina will send 500 coaches and physical trainers to China who will hold football clinics around the country. The Argentinian Football Association is also considering whether the Argentinian national team could play games in China. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.